In the second article under allergies, we're going to look at mould. Call it the allergy dark horse because many parts of the world, it probably is one of the most common or pervasive causes of allergic problems, spores or cell fragments from fungi. And we introduced fungi in a quite a positive way in an earlier post, and go back and have a look at that if you haven't already read it, because it's really helpful to put this into context. What we're talking about here are the spores and cell fragments of particular species of fungi like Alternaria, Aspergillus and Cladosporium, which we know produce particularly powerful allergens. But it also appears that almost any fungal spores, if there's enough of them, can be troublesome, and if you become sensitized to them. So mold is a particularly powerful cause of allergens where their mold levels are high, which are, include damp areas of damp. So in the northern climates of particularly Atlantic coasts of the UK and Ireland, and indeed of the Pacific West Coast, North America, regions around the Netherlands, in Northern Europe, and then any tropical zone around the world where you get humidity, you get high damp and mold levels in buildings, for example, the levels of spores can be really high and can be higher than pollen. And the other thing is that fungal particles are inherently more potent than pollen in the airways and cause much more inflammatory damage than pollen does on their own. So you get more inflammatory symptoms with fungal spores, and the engagement of the relevant white blood cells can lead to extra symptoms that you don't get with just pollen on their own. So the allergenic potential of fungal spores increases after germination. Remember, look back on the fungal life cycle back along. And this happens particularly when the fungus is stressed. It's a survival strategy. So, for example, if you dry out the fungus too quickly, it will germinate more spores and increase your exposure. If you're exposed to high levels of fungal spores outdoors in stables and farmyards, for example, this is particularly linked to lower lung damage. We have something we call farmer's lung in the UK, which is a particularly serious involvement of the lungs. Antibiotics play a role in driving allergens because they disrupt the gut microbiome and leading to fungal overgrowth, as we saw earlier with Candida, and disturbing immune systems elsewhere around the body. This can itself lead to allergic responses which you wouldn't otherwise get because of the disruption of the immune system. So another downside of using antibiotics is the likelihood that they increase the risk of allergies, particularly to mold. So the main symptoms of mold allergies include sneezing, runny nose, stuffy nose, itchy, watery eyes, and skin rashes. And you can also get asthmatic symptoms with the mold. To manage mold allergies, avoid moldy areas, water damaged buildings, and so on. Avoid basement areas or other rooms that are damp as far as you possibly can. Keep indoor humidity low. You can buy these little hygrometers that will tell you the humidity levels, and you want to aim to get them as close as you can to 50%. It's rather hard in places like the UK. But remember, don't do it too suddenly. Use dehumidifiers and other things, but use them gradually to avoid stressing the fungi that are there to produce more spores. Above all, lots of ventilation, especially in bedrooms, bathrooms and kitchens where there's a lot of moisture buildup. Keep the room dry with ventilating it. Ditto in your bedroom at night. If you can, keep a window open to stop the damp building up. Wiping clean surfaces regularly to avoid spores building up on the surfaces, and fix water leaks, use air filters and so on as necessary. and then manage the symptoms with the usual way, antihistamines or corticosteroids if you really need them. And we will look at various approaches that we could bring to this story, particularly in the case of mold, though. Remember what we were saying earlier about damp in when we were talking about the fungal situation within that post, and the remedies that we inherited from our forebears, the drying remedy, so-called, and depending on the situation, these could include, and probably mostly include, warming spices or cooling bitters that can help to reduce at least some of the problems with mold allergies. And then probiotics again can help to build up our microbiome defenses against this.